Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today, I'll be looking at a closer look at Hebrews 12:14, which reads, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Have you ever read the above scripture and wonder what it meant? Now, let's have a look at what it means. To start with, the scripture says, "Follow peace." And not make peace. They are two different things. You can't make peace with everyone because they may not want to make peace with you, but you can follow peace. When you follow peace, you are in control. So what does that look like? What does it mean to follow peace? Making decisions in the line of peace. And in this case, God's peace. Our God is a God of peace. Therefore, to follow peace is to follow God's peace. So we might sense God's peace in our heart, leading you to leave a certain person or persons alone. Then you follow that peace. That is a good example of following peace. And in the process of it, it is done gracefully. That is the holiness part of it. Living a holy life, as the scriptures say, we should follow peace and holiness with all men. I strongly believe that Hebrews 12:14 is a life conduct scripture that we all need to live by on a day-to-day basis when we relate to people. Once again, remember, this scripture says, follow peace and holiness with all men. This is talking about dealing with one another. Now, let's look briefly at the phrase, which no man shall see the Lord. I don't claim to have full revelation of this, but I think it is safe to say, if you want to see God come through, then follow peace. You won't see the Lord in strife. He's a God of peace. Now, let's look at an example from scripture. 1 Corinthians 7. Verses 14 to 15, and I read, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were their children unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace." Here, scripture is saying, if the unbelieving depart, let him depart, for God has called us to peace. This is an example of a person following peace. The Bible is saying, I've called you to peace. If the person wants to depart, let them depart. Once again, going back to original text, Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If you notice, we are to follow peace and holiness with all men. All means all, not just Christians. We need to be sensitive in our spirits and to be led of the Lord by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will always lead us in the paths of peace and in the paths of holiness. Our text scripture must mean follow peace, exactly what it says, as you cannot make peace with everyone, but you can follow and make decisions that accompany peace. To see the Lord come through in situation, we must follow his path, which is peace. Our God is a God of peace. Hebrews 13 verse 20. Another scripture that talks about following peace can be found in 2 Timothy 2:22, which reads, "Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Isaiah 55:12 reads, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Lord in our spirit at all times and ensure that we follow peace when we are relating with one another. It might not look logical in your eyes, but what is God's peace saying? Whatever God's peace is saying, that is what needs to be done. And whatever we need to do, it needs to be done in a godly way. That is the holiness part of it. I hope this has helped you. Thanks for listening.